beef treated with antibiotics into its restaurants. The restaurant chain, known for its burritos, has long touted its use of naturally raised meat. Chipotle is evaluating the use of meat from cattle treated with antibiotics because of an illness. Chipotle spokesman Chris Arnold says the company still won't use beef from animals given antibiotics to prevent disease and promote weight gain. According to co-chief executive officer Steve Ells, many experts believe animals should be allowed to be treated if they are ill and remain in the herd. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis have a breakdown of the markets when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our markets trade this morning?
Well, the equity futures today are being hit pretty hard after breaking that support yesterday that we talked about. And we've come down quite a bit. We're down 181 in the September Dow futures, and that's about 500 points off the high. S&P's down about 20 points, and that's about 43 points off the highs. Both highs are made on August 2nd, and ever since then we've been getting weaker. It appears the market's really predicting that the Federal Reserve next month will stop that, or at least slow down the bond buying program and work into that. You know, it's been artificially inflating the price of stocks and then artificially lowering interest rates. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. We have the U.S. dollar today slightly lower. It's trying to decipher which way to go. It hadn't really done very much in the last few days. But then we have interest rates here. We're making new highs in interest rates or new lows in the bonds. September bonds or 30-year bonds are down a point here at 130-120. Anytime those bonds make new lows, that means interest rates on the 30-year products, such as mortgages, makes new highs. We're going to be watching that pretty close here. The stock analysts are going to be watching that pretty close to see what effect that would have on interest rates and then on the pace of home sales. Energy futures today are up. There's Egyptian turmoil has made the crude oil futures rally for five straight days. They're up about 65 cents here in the September at 107.50. Unleaded gasoline is steady here, steady to up a half cent, and heating oil is up about 2.5 to 3 cents overall. Natural gas today, we're rallying again. We're up about 7 cents in the front month September. That's at 341.30. Energy report this morning showed that we had a storage rise of about 65 billion cubic feet. It was a rise, but it was smaller than expected. We were looking for about a 70 billion cubic feet rise. So that's keeping these futures here on the positive here. Cattle today, cattle are under a little bit of pressure. We're down anywhere from 15 to 80 or so in the feeder cattle, down 10 to 35 in the fats. The reason why we're down in the feeder cattle is we have corn higher. Corn's up 15 cents this morning. FSA released their prevented planted numbers, and those were quite high. Corn at 3.4 million acres. So that's made beans up about 24, corn up 15, and wheat up about 5 to 10.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have your latest market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
15 minutes past the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues down the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Good afternoon. Let's take a look at your futures markets here today. October live cattle down 10 at 128.07. December down 20 at 129.80. September feeder cattle down 45, 157. October's down 77 at 159.07. December October hogs down 107, 87.07. December's down 102 at 83.65. We will check the grains when we come back right after this.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
On the grain trade here today, Kansas City wheat to September up 6.5 at 705 and a quarter. December's up 5.25 at 708 and a quarter. September corn is up 16 at 480 and three quarters. December's up 16 at 471 and a quarter. September soybeans up 20 cents at 1289 and a half. And November's up 25 cents at 1264. On the cotton futures here today, October cotton's down 11 at 91.34. December's unchanged, 91.55. March unchanged at 88.95. On the energy futures, September crude oil up 65, 107.50. October's up 71 at 107.27. September natural gas up 6 at 340. October up 5 at 342 per million BTU. That's the latest look at your futures markets. And Ron Hay steps in now with a check on that agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continuing. Howdy neighbors, I'm Ron Hayes. Agricultural weather time, and on a Thursday we normally like to check in on the U.S. Drought Monitor put out earlier this morning, and we've got the numbers once again for you here for the state of Oklahoma, and they are very impressive to say the least. The recent rains, the rains since last week really have pushed the drought even further west. And basically central and north central Oklahoma out of drought conditions now, pretty well totally. We've still got some abnormally dry areas along the northern tier of counties, from basically the Kay County area over into the Woods County area, Grant County area, Alfalfa County area, and then much of Woods County remains in abnormally dry conditions. But you have to really go into western Major County,
portions of Woodward County out toward Harper County before you find any sort of drought in this severe drought or moderate drought. It's that lightest shade of drought. You get into severe drought in some western counties of our state. We've still got extreme drought reported now. It looks like in several of our western counties, the Altus area is still in extreme drought, as is the folks in Harmon County as well. We've also in extreme drought in much of Texas County, a little bit of Beaver County, a little bit of Cimarron County. However, exceptional drought now is just a small percentage of 1%. Virtually no exceptional drought now anywhere in Oklahoma. As far as our forecast is concerned for the next several days, looks like we're going to add on to the rainfall totals here in the month of August later on today, tonight, and in early tomorrow. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time, and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667, or just come see us.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. They had some fairly heavy weather out in the Oklahoma, Texas panhandle last night and down into the Lubbock area as well. It looks like it's going to extend further east later on today. Timing on these storms that are rumbling right now toward the state of Oklahoma, basically about 6 o'clock in the evening to about 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, early in the early Friday morning. The best chances of really precipitation right now appear to be in those westernmost counties that really need a good drink of water, especially in the Altus area, the Granite area, Harmon County, Sayre, Weatherford, Elk City, on up toward Roger Mills County and into the Harper County area. That's the best chances. Really a good chance, though, extends over into north central and central Oklahoma, and we're talking about 70 to 80% chance of thunderstorms tonight in the overnight hours as far as the next day or so are concerned, or the next 24 hours in round numbers are concerned. By this time tomorrow, we should be winding down, it looks like, on these storms. 70 to 80% chance of rain tonight. Mid-60s will be our overnight lows. Mid-80s, daytime highs expected for tomorrow, with just isolated thunderstorms still kind of left over. Clearing out by tomorrow night, early Saturday morning, low 60s, low to mid-60s. Daytime highs, mid-80s on Saturday. Sunshine on Sunday, upper 80s. And for Monday, we'll be creeping, it looks like, back into the low 90s under abundant sunshine. We're going to be drying out a little bit, it looks like, by the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday right now. No chances of precipitation right now in the cards, according to the National Weather Forecast. That is your agricultural weather. Jim Apel standing by. He'll check our agricultural calendar today as Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy-to-assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the Standard because they've set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It is 1225 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our OklahomaFarmReport.com ag calendar on this Thursday. We have some town hall meetings with Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen and Senator Tom Coburn. We'll look at the Northwest Area AFR-OFU annual picnic, and we'll talk about the Pecan 101 school. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company in Oklahoma can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iva, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iva plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iva also offers farmers high yield potential for the larger kernel that Baker's Millers love. To find out more about Iva and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen is holding a series of town hall meetings throughout his district. He will be in Colgate on August the 16th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Branding Iron Cafe. He will be in Atoka from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Kiamichi Technology Center. And on August the 16th, he will be in Hulbert at the Senior Citizen Center from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And he will be in Muskogee at the American Legion Post. I take that back. He will be in Fort Gibson at the American Legion Post from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. The Northwest Area American Farmers and Ranchers Oklahoma Farmers Union continues to hold its annual picnic each summer. This year's event will feature Oklahoma 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. He's the chair of the House Committee on Agriculture. The picnic will be in Ringwood this year at the Ringwood Fair Barn, August the 17th at noon. For more information, you can contact Kendall Nichols at 580-883-5969. Randall Thrasher at 580-921-5675, or Janet Lively at 580-256-2737, or you can contact your local AFR agent. Pecans have traditionally been thought of as a holiday treat or pie filling, but agricultural producers look at this wonder nut as an investment. Many are planting pecans today, hoping to grow a brighter financial future. To assist prospective producers, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host a Pecan 101 school from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, August the 20th at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center. That's located at 2610 Sam Noble Parkway in Ardmore. During the workshop, Noble Foundation consultants will detail the fundamental steps for initiating a new pecan enterprise. Participants will learn about pecan production, nutrition, pest and crop load management, harvest and post-harvest handling, and the economics of pecans. Noble Foundation horticulturalists will also provide an overview of the pecan industry in the U.S. and the world. With a combined 320,000 acres of orchards in production, Oklahoma and Texas are two of the five leading pecan-producing states in the United States, and more orchards are being planted every year. Pecans are expected to continue to rank among the top three most popular nuts consumed in the U.S. and total U.S. pecan exports are valued at $486 million. For more information or registration, the registration fee is only $5 and includes a copy of the Noble Foundation Pecan 101 book. All you have to do is go to www.noble.org/agevents or contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360. Senator Tom Coburn will hold a series of town hall meetings across his district next week. His first meeting will be in Miami on Wednesday, August the 21st at 2 p.m. in the Miami Civic Center. And also on the 21st, he will be in Muskogee at the NSU Muskogee campus at 5 p.m. on the 21st.
Every day, pork producers across the country demonstrate care and concern for how pork is produced. They have a long-standing tradition of providing wholesome, high-quality, responsible products for people everywhere to enjoy. And be assured, they're respecting natural resources, taking care of their animals, and contributing to our communities because nobody cares more. Funded by Oklahoma Pork Producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's it for our Ag Calendar today. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that update. We appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. When we come back, a news update, and then, of course, Ron will have the latest in Ag Perspectives. That, when Midday Oklahoma continues in just a moment.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the results of a study in Germany are being released. That study regarding antibiotics and livestock. Ron Haynes joins us now with that report.
Dave, there's a really interesting study released in Germany this week on the use of antibiotics in animal agriculture in that country and other European countries. As a part of the study, the scientists have determined that in the course of a finishing period of about 115 days, a pig in Germany is treated with an antimicrobial agent on 4.2 days on average. The finishing period for broilers amounts to 39 days on average in Germany. During this time, the animals are administered an antimicrobial agent 10 days on average. In contrast, it's been calculated that only about every third calf is treated with antibiotic for 3 days annually. According to Dr. Andreas Hensel, president of the Federal Institute for Risk Assessment in Germany, valid data on the consumption of antibiotics and the spread of resistance are of particular importance to risk assessment. Through targeted measures, therapy with antibiotics must be limited to an absolute necessary minimum. And it sounds like, especially in the case of pork and beef, they are being used very lightly in Europe. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, the potential for wildfire activity in the U.S., despite the rain, has increased in part due to current fires burning in the West. Rod Bain reports.
Recently, the U.S. wildfire preparedness level was elevated to a 4 on a 5 scale.
And what that really means is that we have a lot of fire activity right now.
Close to 40 active wildfires in the U.S. currently. That according to Jennifer Jones of the National Interagency Fire Center, burning well over 625,000 acres.
We also are still in initial attack mode, which means we're still getting new and emerging fires.
Currently, most of these fires are occurring in the Great Basin area of Utah and Idaho.
We've also got a significant amount of activity in the Northwest, in Oregon and Washington, as well as Northern California. And it's unusual for this time of year, but we've still got a fair amount of fire activity in Alaska as well.
Jones says so far, 2012 has been a below-normal fire year, with 30,000 fires burning 3 million acres on average, due in part to below-normal fire activity in the desert Southwest. But she adds that the current numbers could rise with this elevated fire scale and with Southern California's wildfire season coming up in the late summer and early fall. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
When we come back, Ron Hayes has his latest ag perspectives, that and more, when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
end insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Midday Oklahoma continues. Our ag conversation today with Polly Rulin, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, talking today with Polly about how the Cattlemen's Beef Industry Board, along with the Operating Committee, the Federation of State Beef Councils, how the process all works to come together to pick winners, stay away from those losers when it comes to projects to invest dollar head beef checkoff funds into. We're back with Polly in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
We're talking today with Polly Rulin, of course, from the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Polly, as we go in, this is kind of the changing of the guard as far as your fiscal years. You're in the process of evaluating programs from this fiscal year. You're starting to project about what might be done this coming fiscal year. As you go through all that process, how do you pick and choose winners from this last year and then build on that for next year?
Sometimes we build and sometimes we renew. And I think there are some definite measuring tools that we use to choose what happens next year. So in this meeting, our summer meeting, our committee members will be evaluating work plans brought by contractors against the long-range plan, against an industry scan, which was an overview of industry trends that they saw in the spring, and against the beef demand determinant study, which was also presented here. So they have a lot of measuring tools to say, hey, what's important to consumers as we move forward? And should we build on programs we have already developed, or should we try some brand new things? And those measuring tools are really important so that committee members aren't using just their own opinion, but are using kind of data-based decision-making tools as we move into 2014.
What are some what do you feel especially good about? What were some successes of this fiscal year that you're winding down now?
I would say the above all else new advertising campaign is a definite success. Producers probably have not had a lot of chance to see that campaign yet. It's just rolling out now, but I'm very excited about it because it takes a new target in older millennials with children. We know the millennial generation is going to be extremely important, and this campaign is targeted directly at those folks who are making family meal decisions. So I'd say that's one of them. We had a food service ad campaign that was awarded Campaign of the Decade, and that was the Be Flexible campaign. That was sure a really important win for us and a good thing moving into 2014 when we expect food service sales to perhaps continue to grow. So we like that campaign. We're proud of that. The beef value cuts, of course, are something that I always mention because beef value cuts, starting with the muscle profiling research years ago and continuing to roll out new value cuts, always add value to the carcass, which returns dollars to producer pockets.
Yeah, when John Houston was speaking yesterday and talking about the advent of the checkoff, obviously we had dollars, sufficient dollars then to do the national TV-type campaigns. It seems like the media has turned enough that you've got you can kind of specialize enough, be focused enough that, again, you're able to do some of these type of video type spots.
That's true. But you have to remember that the advertising and promotion environment has changed a lot since the Beef Checkoff started. Television advertising is no longer as important to promotion as it was. And growing in importance is, of course, the social environment, the web environment. So our ability to do these videos is not like going back to TV. It's like going forward into a new environment to a new target audience, the millennials, who rarely get information or entertainment from the television. They get it primarily online.
Some of the strategies behind how beef checkoff dollars are being spent these days. That's Polly Rulin, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant through September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes, as we check your agricultural markets, mighty glad to be along with you today on this Thursday. It's a really strong day on our agricultural futures on the grain and the oilseed futures. Cotton futures are a little bit down today, just really fractions down, but we're down anywhere from 15 to 16 cents a bushel higher on corn futures, old crop and new crop, 19 to 24 cents up on soybean futures. We're up, looks like about 7, 8 cents a bushel on the Chicago soft wheat, 5 to 7 cents higher, Kansas City hard wheat futures. Cattle futures are lower today. By the way, crude oil and natural gas both are higher. We're going to talk about all those as well as our cash cattle trade, our feeder cattle markets, in just a moment.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's REDEDUMP. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call ReadyDump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
Wholesale box beef trade higher again today. Choice beef's up 70 cents, 193.05. Select beef up a dollar and a nickel at 185.75. That makes now a 7.30 choice select spread, 73 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 880 head at the Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Ada. All classes just lightly tested. Lighter weight calves showing some higher undertone. Over 500 pounds about steady. The yearling cattle, definitely a higher undertone noted. 4 to 5 weight calves, $1.75 up to $1.94. A few 3 weights, $1.92 to $2.09. 5 to 6 weight cattle, $1.60 up to $1.75. 7 to 8 weight cattle going from $1.48 to $1.52.50. 800 pounders, one lot at $1.45.50. 3,663 head at OKC West El Reno yesterday. Yearling cattle, steers $3 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers steady to $3 higher. No trend available for steer calves. However, a higher undertone definitely noted. Heifer calves selling $1 to $4 higher. Good to very good demand for all the classes. And the mild temperatures, rain, continuing to keep the spirits high as far as our cattle are concerned, our cattle owners are concerned anyway. 4 to 5 weight calves clearing out from $1.85 up to $2.01, some thin flesh to $2.06. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.76 to $1.81. Some 6 to 700 pounders from $1.66 up to $1.72.50. Some 7 to 8 weights, quite a few in fact, $1.53.50 up to $1.62. 8 to 900 pounders, $1.45 to $1.55. 900 to 1,000 pounders in El Reno, $1.38.50 up to $1.44.50. 1,277 head, Dodge City, Kansas. The heavy rains causing flash floods, reducing receipts. However, in limited tests, feeder steer and heifers, $2 to $4 higher. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle contracts are off 20 cents today, 123.80. October off a dime at 128.07. December live cattle off 17 today, 129.82. We've got the August feeder cattle off 15 cents, 153.45. September, $157 even, down 45 cents. October down 85 at $159. October lean hogs off $1.10, 87.05. Our grain are all cedar cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
If you're gonna dig a hole, call Oki. It's the thing to do, you know, call Oki. Protect your neighbors and our crew. Safety first is up to you. Before you dig that hole, call Oki. You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. On the Kansas City Board of Trade, nearby September contracts up a nickel at 703¾. December, 706¾, a gain of 3¾ cents today. September Chicago soft wheat, 638½, up 8 cents. December up 7¾. September corn, 482, that's up 17¼ cents. New crop December corn, 472¼, up 17. September soybeans, 1289¾, up 20¼ cents. And the November contract, new crop November beans, 1264½, a gain of 25½ cents. October cotton down 1 point, 91.44 cents a pound. December crude cotton futures down 5 points, 91.50 cents a pound. Crude oil up 75 cents, 107.56. Natural gas up by 7 cents at 341 per million BTU. That's a check of your agricultural markets. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oakland.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news at today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, here our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, Ross Wilson, Chief Executive Officer and President of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. We're back with Ross in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is R-E-D-E-D-U-M-P. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
The Texas Cattle Feeders Association represents feedlots in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Ross Wilson, as their president and chief executive officer, has been at their headquarters in Amarillo for quite a few years now. Caught up with him at the recent Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, and we talked about the state of our feedlots in the Southern Plains.
It's not easy right now being a cattle feeder, I know, in the Southern Plains.
That's a bit of an understatement, but yes, you're correct, Ron. It's been difficult the last few years, and the drought, the after effects of the drought of 11 and 12, which hopefully is coming to an end, but it's too early to know. Rain and green grass have certainly improved everybody's attitude and in some respects their outlook, but we still have a long way to go to rebuild this cow herd. As you well know, Texas, Oklahoma, our immediate area, eastern New Mexico, we've liquidated a million plus cows in the last couple of years. That's taken its toll on feed yard occupancy levels. It ultimately was the final straw that led to the decision to close the Cargill plant in Plainview. So from some perspectives, that's put the packing industry in a better position because they've gotten rid of some of that excess capacity that we've all talked about for the last however many years. Some of that excess capacity that exists in the feeding industry in the United States, including our part of the world and our three states of Oklahoma and Texas and New Mexico, will also exit the industry. Some has. You know, some of that's already been going on for 10 years. Slowly, methodically, not in big numbers. It's interesting that, at least as best I can tell, it's not been very well documented. But we are, because of the drought and the declining cow herd and getting to some tipping points, that we're starting to see a much more noticeable exit of capacity from the cattle feeding industry.
Is this a case where maybe some feedlots are simply shutting down some pens that maybe needed repair? Are you going to see a whole feedlot, you think, in some cases maybe go out as well?
That's a very good question. Some of the excess capacity is occurring within yards that are remaining in business. You're exactly right. We've got yards, members that have told me that they're operating at capacities that, and occupancy levels, excuse me, that they would not have expected to be able to operate at 10 years ago. 50% capacity, 50% occupancy, some less.
And Ross Wilson says some feedlots likely will go out of business altogether. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
By the way, we'll have a little more with Ross Wilson tomorrow at this time spot. In the meantime, some final thoughts on today's Midday Oklahoma. We climb on our soapbox next.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, we've crawled up on our soapbox as we get ready to wrap up another Midday Oklahoma. And today we wanted to talk about this concept of responsibly raised meat. Sounds high and mighty. In fact, we had to crawl pretty high on the soapbox to find it. And it comes basically from a Mexican food chain, burritos, tacos, and the like, from Chipotle. Chipotle is the one that beats on their chest and screams out that their beef, chicken, and pork comes from animals that are never, ever given antibiotics or added hormones. Now, the hormone side of things, they have to use the word added hormones because, in reality, beef, pork, chicken, a lot of other food already have hormones in them, and the additional added hormones that are given are naturally hormones. They match up with the naturally occurring hormones in the animals. We just boost the levels a little bit with implants like, well, think Ralgro all those years ago. That's still out there, and there's some newer, hotter, more responsive type hormones that can be given today, implants. But the bottom line is that groups like Chipotle, of course the European Union also in that camp as well, do not like the idea of the hormones, and they have fought against them all along. The flip side of the statement of the responsibly raised meat statement by Chipotle is about antibiotics. And apparently now they're starting to look at maybe changing their protocol a little bit. Up to now, they allow the use of antibiotics to treat sick animals, but those animals, they say, must be removed from their supply. The company now, according to a news release, is currently evaluating if this strict never-ever antibiotic policy and protocol is best for the animals, or whether animals can be treated when necessary and allowed to remain in the herd, in other words, in the food supply eligible for Chipotle. Bottom line, it looks like the necessity of looking for enough meat to serve their growing customer base may make Chipotle look again at the concept of never ever. Well, that is our time today up here in our soapbox. Have yourself a great rest of your day. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, we appreciate that update. That'll do it for us here on this Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning. Inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.